This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September the 10th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 26c. It says there, "Are you not much more valuable than they?" End of quote. After a heat-filled summer, finally the rainy season came in. I decided to walk outside in the evening with my umbrella in the sprinkling rain. The memory came with the wings and took me back to my young age. Growing up in a remote village, enjoying the rainy seasons and walking in narrow streets. Who has time these days in a busy big city life to step outside for a leisurely walk? You see, I chose to go out and enjoy walking in that beautiful rain. The cool breeze kissed all over my body. I felt so comforted and energized with the new setting-in weather and a lovely breeze. I looked up to heaven and thanked God for the varied seasons He gives in our life here on this planet Earth. Amazing. I enjoyed walking with the God of the universe, having a couple of conversations. You see, He brought to my memory what Jesus said. Jesus said to the disciples in a heartfelt conversation that they are more valuable than the birds of the air. You see, birds do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Then He asked, "Are you not much more valuable than they?" He also said, "Look at the beautiful lilies of the field. The lilies do not labor or spin. Yet not even Solomon in all his glory was adorned like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" End of quote. In essence, Jesus was saying you are much more valuable than you ever imagined. Certain things are right about precious items when we think about it. First of all, the value of it is determined by who it belongs. If you come across something that personally belonged to Alexander the Great, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, or Abraham Lincoln, I bet it will be more precious and costly. Secondly, the value is assigned by the price paid for it. The cost of the artworks of the world-famous artists goes up and up as it changes hands. Beloved, your value is decided by who made you and owns you. Bible says God created you and you are His masterpiece. God uniquely made you. There is not a second one like you in the whole wide world from the very beginning of the creation to the end of the ages. Bible says in Psalm 139:14 that you are fearfully and wonderfully made when God created you and your innermost being and knit you together in your mother's womb. You see, you are the one of a kind, unique masterpiece of God because He knitted you together inside and out. Secondly, your worth is based on the price paid for you. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, you were bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 7:23 also repeats, you were bought with a price. Jesus said, the Son of Man, referring to Himself, came to give His life as a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28 is where it is recorded. Hebrews 9:12 says how He did it. It says Jesus entered once for all into the holy places, not using the blood of goats and calves, but using His own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. End of quote. In the Old Testament period, the high priest entered into the holy place once in a year to atone for people's sin with animal blood. Now Jesus did it all once for all, not by the blood of goats and calves, by means of His own divine and sinless blood. 1 Timothy 2:6 says this about Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all. Peter was very clear about how God bought you in his epistle, 1 Peter 1:18-19. He wrote, "You were ransomed or bought from the futile ways inherited by your forefathers, not with the perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot." End of quote. Listen, you are much more precious and valuable than your wildest imaginations. God created you uniquely inside your mother's womb with your one-of-a-kind qualities, gifts, and abilities. Secondly, the price paid for you was the price of the blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. You see, God created you, however, when you went astray by your futile and empty way of life that is inherited from your forefathers. You see, God repurchased you into Himself by paying for you by the blood of His Son. Now you know why God said this in Jeremiah 31:3. He said, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness." End of quote. Listen, my friend, God loves you with an everlasting love and unfailing kindness. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know I am uniquely made by you. And also I know that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. When I went astray from you, you brought me back to your home. I believe in Jesus Christ. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. He died, buried, and rose again for me. Come to my life. Make me a new person. I belong to you. With all the beauty and praise, I thank you. And I adore you and I worship you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.